الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. وقال تعالى: إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. وقال تعالى: فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. As we have been explaining, that namaz is a great gift from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. But it is our duty and our faraz, and we have to make our namazes, but really it is a great gift. And as we have mentioned, namaz is that ibadah that Allah Ta'ala did not make for us on the surface of the earth, but called Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to him. And there where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam could also not reach, then we reach at that point, and there Allah gave this great gift. And this great gift, originally Allah gave it 50 times a day. And Allah reduced it and made it 5 times. But the sawab is still of 50. Allah did not change that. So what a great gift that we make 5 times a day namaz compared to 50. 10%. And you get the sawab of 100%. You do 10%, and that is a great sharaf and honor for this ummah also. That we are the latter part of this ummah, we only can manage to do 10%. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah explained that that is not quantity, it is quality. Quantity, we still have to do the same. 5 times for namaz is for us, we still have to make 5 times. We can't say now we're only going to make 1 time namaz. No, we have to still. Rozas are 30 rozas, and the number of days of the month of Ramadan, the full we have to keep. But in quality, 10% is also, we will get the reward of those people who at that time did 100%, we will get that reward also. So anyway, for namaz also, Allah tabaraka ta'ala reduced it, but the reward is still. So if we make our 5 times namaz, we get the reward of making 50 namazes a day. What a great, great gift it is. And this is that reward that will last forever and ever. Dunya, anything, we make some profit, we save some money, it is only here for this dunya. But this is eternal, and this is so great. So it is a great gift. It is the ibadat of all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Allah put it for us in the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in 2 rakats of namaz, which takes us 3-4 minutes, at the most perhaps 5 minutes, and we get the ibadat of all the creation. It is the ibadat of all the malaika. There are those malaika who are only in a standing position. Others only in ruku, whole life, only that one position. Allah gave us in 2 rakat the whole conglomeration, the whole, all the ibadat of all the malaika in 2 rakat. And it is a ibadat that is inclusive of all the other ibadat also. There is iman and tawheed in namaz. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. So the iman is also in there. There is zakat also in here. And that we spend money also for namaz, though we don't, it's not consciously, but we have to have clothes on, you have to have spend money, you have to cover your sitr, all the necessary, you have to make wudu, and water costs money. And that money, though perhaps we don't pay for it directly, but it is being paid. So there is zakat also. And the other aspect of zakat, the ulama has explained, that once a person gives his zakat of his money, then the balance of the money, Allah protects it also. And also, Allah Ta'ala gives barakat in that money also. There is an instance written of the principal of Mazahirul Ulum in Saharanpur, the madrasa, the principal. He was in his room, and the money that was kept in a trunk, in a peti, a trunk, zinc trunk, not in a bank or anywhere else. Crooks got in, and they tried and break that. They perhaps knew the money is kept there. He woke up, And he told them, you can carry on. Try till the morning. You can't break it. Because that is all halal money. And it is all proper money. And you won't. Your whole night you can try. And he turned around and slept again. They tried till near Fajr Azan time. They couldn't break it. So when the protection comes from Allah Ta'ala, then that money and many incidents, many people have reported that how Allah Ta'ala protects. In fact, just where the money was, and the crooks opened the drawer also. And the eyes must have felt, but Allah put such a veil that they couldn't see. Many, many instances like that. So, the namaz, the zakat of our namaz, is that we make our namazes, it is the zakat for the body also. Allah Ta'ala will protect the body also. And same is with the roza also of the body. We keep rozas, then it is the zakat of the body. Allah will protect the health, and Allah will give barakat in that health also. So, and there is hajj also. Hajj, one aspect, ulama explained, is the intention. Hajj means basically intention, baytullah. And namaz is also the intention of reaching Allah Ta'ala. And all of us, we have gathered here, for our islah also, and one of the greatest means of islah is just correct our namaz. And also, one of the greatest means is roza also. And Allah put it together. And one of the greatest means is Quran Sharif also. And all this in the month of Ramadan, Allah has put it all together for us. So we just have to apply ourselves reasonably. So this namaz is a great blessing from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If we can make the effort of correcting our namaz, the quantity will be still the same, the quality. And in that which we have been referring to is at least that we become namazis. Regularly, 5 times, not casual namazis. That person also regards himself as a namazi who only makes the Eid namaz. And that person also regards himself as a namazi. He'll say, "You, what you think? I don't make namaz." And he's only making Jummah. But we all know that which is not, doesn't qualify as a namazi. That person also regards himself as a namazi who only makes Maghrib or one namaz a day. He say, "I also go to the masjid. I also make namaz." So in the same way, we should try and understand that we make our namaz. And if we are not there for Takbir-e-Ula, we are still not, regularly we are not there. Occasionally it happens, some emergency, something happens, but if we are regularly late and we are not there for Takbir-e-Ula, if we are not completing our namaz, all the namaz, the sunnahs, mu'akkada, ghair mu'akkada, even the nawafil, wajibat, all, that is what is called a namazi. And a namazi who starts from the start until the end. And all the namazis is there. He doesn't become a masbuk, a latecomer, unless sometimes something happens that is different. So we also should consider. So namaz is a great gift from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. One aspect of namaz also, of many of the other benefits, a hakeem, herbalist, doctors who treat through herbs, and that is the most safest treatment. If it doesn't benefit, it does not harm. It does not benefit immediately, it takes its course, but its benefit is permanent. The other medicine, it just helps you on that occasion, and that the illness comes back also again. But this year, they treat it, and they treat it from the root. Not treat it, just the symptoms. They treat it from the root so that it does not come back. One person went to a hakim like that and he told him that his stomach is sore. Why? What happened? He says, "I ate 10 raw rotis." Rotis which were not still made on the tawa, they were still raw. So the doctor gave him eye ointment. The herbalist, the hakim, so he said, "My eyes, nothing wrong, my stomach." He said, "I have to first treat your eyes. Couldn't you see that they were raw rotis? How could you eat them? So I have to treat your eyes first." So they first treat the cause of the treatment. And in that it takes some time. But the treatment then is permanent. Once they've, the root, Like, for example, you are getting boils, pimples on your body. Doctors will give you an ointment normally. These herbalists, hakims, they will give you some medicine, joshanda, to clean your, not joshanda, some herbal medicine to clean your blood. There is something wrong with your blood. If you treat this pimple here, this sore, this boil, another one will come out here. Another one will come out somewhere else. But if you treat the blood and you clean the blood, now there are no pimples will come out anywhere. So one herbalist like that, he explained that namaz, one great benefit of it is, he explains that the heart is basically a pump. It pumps blood to all the parts of the body. And blood flowing to all the parts of the body is life. When blood does not flow to any part, that will become gangrene. They will have to cut that off that part of the body. So the blood has to flow everywhere. And the main part which needs blood is the brain. And any pump, all pumps work. If they have to pump downward, it's very easy. But there is no gravity is pulling it down. So the blood goes easily down. So that blood, the heart is in the chest, upper part of the body. So for the lower part of the body, for the blood to go down is very easy. But to go up to the upper parts of the body and the brain, which is right at the top, for the blood to reach there is not so easy. So the one way that Allah has made, that every sajda that we make, and we, from this aspect also, the 40 extra sajdas in Taraweeh, we should make shukr. That blood is going now more to the brain. And when the blood goes to the brains function also much more better. So Allah Ta'ala has made it our five times namaz, and as many sajdas that we make, and we make them with itminan, not just up and down. We go down in sajda and give it time so the blood can reach there properly. And this hakim writes that for women, if they knew this benefit, they will make very long sajdas and plenty sajdas. Because when blood reaches the face, the whole face also, that becomes bright, glows. The beauty of the face comes out. And they won't have to worry of any cosmetics which really makes you more older. At the moment, that and many of the cosmetics, there is no real appeal in them also. Especially what they put on the eye, what you call it? On the eyes, that mascara. And all the very bright colors that they put. Really, and a person's complexion is a bit dark, and he puts all that bright colors, really, it looks like it's a spook, really. But unfortunately, when the brains are like that, all those things appeal to us. Real beauty is the glow in the face, and the freshness in the face. And that is when enough blood comes. So this Hakim writes, the only way to do that is to make sajda. And Allah has given us so many sajdas in the whole day, from Fajr right till Isha. And in Ramadan, we should make like that also more ibadat, 20 rakats of Taraweeh also. And then he says, if we don't make sajda, the only other way that you can get blood flowing to the brain is you hang yourself upside down on a dustbin. You hang yourself upside down, now the blood will go to your brain. Allah gave us an honorable way of sajda, that your head is now down, the heart is above. So for it to pump blood is very, very easy. For your brains to function properly, and all the potential of the brain, memory of the brain, intelligence of the brain, insight and foresight of the brain, all that will be. So the sajda is a great gift from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our whole namaz, every aspect, from these few things let us understand, our brains cannot reach everywhere. And we should admit to Allah, make shukr to Allah every day. When Allah give us the tawfiq of reading this dua every day, Allahumma ma asbaha in the morning, Allahumma ma amsa, bi min ni'matin, فَمِنْكَ وَحْدَكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْرُ. By that, only by making shukr to Allah do we pay for His ni'mat. And at that time, also keep in our mind, Ya Allah, I am qasir, muqassir, I am incomplete, I can't do things correctly. I am naqis, I'm in every way. I can't even recognize all your ni'mat. To make shukr is afterwards. But Allah's ni'mat, as we are sitting here, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ, if you want to just count the ni'mat of Allah, we cannot. And Allah said, وَإِن تَعُدُّ is a plural. And ni'mat Allah is singular. One ni'mat, we can't count it. Because in that one ni'mat, there are billions of other ni'mat. If it's just the eye, one ni'mat. But how many things with the eye? If it is just the brain, brain is one thing. But all the things of the brain, how many things there are. And people have been studying and studying, but they can't reach far there from the reality of it. So we admit to Allah Ta'ala, I can't even recognize all your ni'mat. And then to make shukr from the heart, that we when we don't even know how we're going to make shukr. And then with the tongue, we are also so naqis. And then the amali shukr, which is the real shukr, to use that ni'mat for what it is meant, that also we can't do. So Ya Allah, I can't fulfill the right. And Allah Ta'ala says, when my banda, you say you can't make shukr, that is the shukr I want. That you admit I can't make your shukr. So Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat are unlimited. So all in namaz, Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity that we can make our heads, we go down, every other posture of the body also. Namaz is that, it's not a physical exercise, but all that comes with also. Namaz is exclusively for Allah, but we have to make namaz. Nobody can become such a big Sufi and say that I will make my namaz 2 minutes, I will sit and contemplate. I will just sit in the masjid, or I'll go somewhere in the mountains or in the jungle, and I will meditate and think of Allah Ta'ala. No, only that namaz is acceptable, which is on the pattern of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's namaz. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform your namaz as I performed it, that practical namaz. So that is very, very important. And all that namaz which is like that, it has got in it all the necessity of the body also. All the exercise, etc., what the body requires. If we walk to the masjid, we make our wudu, istinja wudu properly. We walk to the masjid and we make our namazes properly as required. We don't need no jamming, we don't need no jogging, we don't need anything else. On one occasion, a girl who did her hips by Appa at home, after she completed, she came and visited again. She was married, everything, and talking. She said that, I do all my housework myself. I don't keep a maid. I manage on my own. And one time, Mawlana Mu'inuddin, Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was the Shaykh al-Hadith in Darul Ulum Zakaria, from Muradabad for some time, he was there, the Shaykh al-Hadith. He told us that when he was small, then his granny should make the woman of the house, all the girls, the family members, do housework in the, when they get up in the morning, sweeping, etc., whatever, all the housework. And then he says he should feel himself that when they are up so early, they should make the Tahajjud namaz. They should get that engaged in ibadah, the first thing. But he says, much later, I read in a kitab of tib, medicine, that for women, when they get up and they do housework, that is the solution and cure for all the physical bodily ailments when they do. So they don't need jogging on the road, they don't need gymming, they don't have to go to the gym or anything if they just do their housework. So anyway, this girl said that I do all my housework myself. Friends come and visit me, her friends, and they said that you must keep a maid, a helper. Why are you doing all the work yourself? She said, I'm managing comfortably and I'm quite in order. And if I keep somebody, then what will I do? So they say, you must sit and watch TV. So this is the psychology and this is the way of thinking. And when you're just going to sit and when you're watching TV like a couch potato, you're just sitting and that is going to make you sick. When you do your housework, you're going to be healthy. And when you're just going to sit and watch TV and all the other harms of TV, physical, mental, psychological, and of course, deeni, the worst, all the harms in it so much. So Allah give us proper to make our namazes for women also. We make our namazes and without any excuse, let us not sit and make namaz. And if you unfortunately you cannot help it now, then you sit. But the standing in namaz also has got great physical benefit also. The spiritual, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, when he reached that age of his life, Allah give us all tawfiq, his house was adjacent, joined to the masjid. For him to come to the masjid, he had to sit down 3-4 times. He should run out of breath, old age, very weak. But when he used to make his namaz, all his nafal also standing. So his attendants, his khadim should tell him, Hazrat, when this is your condition, you should sit and make namaz. It's 100% permissible. And nafal in any case, for a healthy person also, he can sit. So Hazrat should say, I feel shy to sit in front of Allah Ta'ala. If we have Allah, the presence of Allah in front of us, any big person, and we sitting in front of that person is standing in front of us and we sitting, a person will feel, no, it's not right, how can I do this? Besides the sawab being half also. But just to sit also, so if we have, if we make our namaz, it will be difficult to sit and make it, unless a person can't help it, he's physically, he's got some handicap, his back, his knees, whatever, something, and he can't, that is a different thing. But also, all these people also who are genuine in that, though they're sitting on chairs, etc., but their heart is not at ease. They also wish we could make sajda on the ground. Our heads could touch the ground. We could stand and make namaz. And that should be there. Even if we are handicapped, we are excused, but that should be still there. So namaz is a very, very great gift which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. In the ayat that we have recited, Allah ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The mu'mineen, the believers, have already become successful in the self. Thing that has happened in the past has happened. You can't deny it. It's a fact. It's a reality. It has happened. So Allah is saying about the believers and those who make their salat, and then all the other qualities Allah mentioned, those who have done that, Allah says they're still doing it. And not in akhirah. The real success is فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. That is the real success. When a person has been saved from Jahannam and he enters Jannah, that is when he's successful. And it's a long journey. And for us from here till maut, our life of the maut itself, and the questioning in the qabr, and the life of the qabr, and then the day of Qiyamah, that itself, and then all the proceedings of the day of Qiyamah, with full sirat and everything else, finally when a person has entered Jannah, then he has become successful. But for this people, and that Allah says, faz. فَمَنْ زُحْزِ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. They have become successful. Yeah, Allah used the words for success. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Imam Razib Asfahani, rahmatullah alayh, in Mufradatul Quran, writes, all the teachings we got from our Shaykh, rahmatullah alayh. He writes that Arabic is a very rich language. And for success, there are many, many words used for success. The word falah, which is in adhan also, hayya ala al falah, come to success in namaz. That this word success, falah, every type of success is in it. Mental, physical, emotional, financial, health-wise, every type of success is in it. So those, Allah says, that the first quality of those believers who are successful, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those people who have got khushu, khudu, concentration, devotion in their namaz. And after mentioning quite a few other qualities of them, Allah Ta'ala at the end of all those qualities started with salat and ends, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those people who make muhafazat of their namaz. Not just make namaz now and then, but muhafazat, that they look after. Like for example, if you are traveling, you look after your passport. Even when you're going to sleep, my passport. Every time you are worried. So
So anything which you're really looking after, muhafazat all the time, those who are watching and looking after their namaz, these are those people who become successful like that. So namaz is a great thing. Allah give us tawfiq to make effort on the whole of deen is not so easy. To make effort on namaz, then the whole of deen will come into our lives. As we explained, that Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when one person, the glass fell from his hand, Hazrat Shaykh looked up to him and told him, looks like your namaz is still not correct. Because if namaz is correct, all our other matters will also be corrected. So easy to make effort on namaz. And as Hazrat Ji, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, used to say very many times, that let us all get together and make an effort that one faraz of Allah, namaz, becomes alive in the whole ummah. And for us, let us think, one faraz of Allah in my life, the whole ummah is not in our control. We effort we have to make, and we should make the effort, especially for our family members, we should make the effort. If somebody is still not making namaz, that's a different story, but the effort from our side, we should make the effort. Our children, for example, if they don't dress Islamically, but we make the effort. Now, if they are stubborn and they don't want to, they do things in other ways, that's a different thing. But from our side, that effort. So the effort of namaz. But for ourselves, our namaz we can make. Make that the priority in our lives. That my namaz, I must become a namazi and I must become a proper namazi. And then every type of success. We want success in our finances also. It is in namaz also. We see the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu who made effort on namaz, the whole deen came in their lives and Allah gave them so much. Some people Allah reward them, calculated that all their money compared to today's money, our mind can't work how much they have. They have so much, they worked on their namaz. On the namaz Allah Ta'ala gave them. And in all this we must also keep our intention clear. That we don't do it for the money. And we don't do it for health. We do it for the pleasure of Allah. We are slaves of Allah and we just have to do it. It's our job. And Allah, He will give us. And He will give any person, a worker, if somebody, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali wrote a very beautiful incident. That a driver who went for an interview for a driving job by some rich person. And he says, when he just goes for the interview and he asks him that where is your safe and where you keep the key of your safe. And he also tells him that your wife, your daughters, I want to see them, I want to see how they look. If the interview won't start and he'll be booted out from there. But if he works properly, and everything what he's supposed to do, the day will come also that the boss will say, I forgot to make my deposit today at the bank. And he will tell him, the key is kept in a certain place, go open the safe, take the deposit and go and make it. The boss will tell him now. And the wife wants to go for shopping, he'll tell the driver, go and pick up the wife and take her for shopping. The children have to be dropped off at school for any other errand. He will tell him, you go and pick them up. So when they trust us, so we have to do what we have to do. And Allah will do what Allah is going to do. So we don't have to wait and for the money to come. We make namaz for money. We make namaz for health, to sort out. We do it solely for the pleasure of Allah. And then see what Allah Ta'ala will give. So our niyat must be correct, only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And then, so namaz, if we make namaz, that must be our worry. Our worry, also another example, which Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, used to give, that the father promises the son, if you pass your exam, I will buy you a bicycle. In those days, for our times, a BMW. So the son, instead of studying, he is now checking, now no more he has to go to the garages, showrooms also. On the internet, he's checking all the time the BMs, what range and what functions and what this BM can do and what the power of it. And he's not studying, so he's going to fail. When he fails and he asks his father for a BM now, the father will give him one kick instead of a BM. that you are supposed to, his worry was to pass the exam. His worry was not about the BM, that the father will go and sort out. So we must worry what we have to do. We have to worry of our namazes, correct our namazes, and persist in it. Allah Ta'ala's system also works. Allah, when really Allah loves somebody, then Allah doesn't give him what he asks for immediately also. And the giving of Allah is also in different forms. Sometimes Allah gives you what you ask for. Sometimes Allah, in place of what you ask, removes some difficulty. In place of what you ask, Allah gives you something else. And one of the greatest things, that Allah reserves the dua for akhirah. And when a person will see what Allah has given in akhirah, there he will wish that not one of my dua should be accepted in the dunya. Allah will tell him, my banda, I told you to ask of me, make dua, you did, but you didn't see the effect of it. I kept this all for you, reserved. And that is forever and ever. Then he'll wish that none of his du'as would have been accepted in this dunya. So our work is to persist, to carry on. And there also, Ajib, one time, Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayh, said that keep on knocking on the door of Allah, the door will definitely open. We must persist, we must carry on. A lady then sent a message to Hazrat Hassan Basri and asked, has the door of Allah ever closed also? Allah's door is never closed. 24 hours it is open. And it is open for everyone. It is just for us to approach and to go to the open door. We are going to close doors. The things of our sins and that closes all the doors. Our going to dunya's context are closing the doors. Go to the open door. And this is also how our minds are polluted. That we are going and banging at closed doors. Go to the door which is open and just enter from there. So namaz is a very great thing. And also Allah Ta'ala says that you become 100% successful. Also Allah says, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. That namaz will block you, will stop you from fahsha and munkar. All lewd sins, shameless acts, dirty acts. And sometimes you hate yourself also for the shameless acts you get involved in and what you get, what you do, and all bad qualities, anil fahsha, all munkar also, all munkarat, which are haram things, wrong things. Namaz will stop you. For you to stop yourself is not easy, but you work on your namaz and your namaz will stop you. So we have to make effort that our namaz becomes correct. And what better occasion that to, especially for us who have come here for our islah. We are away from home. We are in sunnat etikaf, nafal etikaf. But we have come here, all the programs, and quite a concentrated effort on namaz. In the morning ta'aleem time also, Anwarul Salah and Mi'rajul Mu'mineen. And also the masail of namaz, masail are also very important. So that by masail, the form of the that takes place. And by fadail, the reality comes inside, the eagerness comes. If the form is not correct, if you don't have a glass, then you want to put zamzam. Without a glass, where are you going to put the zamzam? So the masail will be that glass, that correct utensil. And with the fadail we'll get the reality which will come, the concentration, and then see what our namaz becomes. So we have to make an effort. And this is a thing that we are not dependent on anyone, everyone on his own. And that concern should come in everyone that my namaz must be corrected. And for, on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala says with regard to namaz also, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. There is wail. And wail, destruction. For who? For the musallis, Allah is saying. That you're making namaz and Allah is saying, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Which musallin? الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Who are unmindful of their namaz. Mufassirin have written in detail whether it is you're not making your namaz, you are unmindful totally of namaz. You are casual namazi, only Eid day namaz, or only a Ramzan namazi, or only Jummah namazi, Not like you are just a casual namazi, or you are five times namazi, but you are unmindful, you are not in namaz. Just like a person comes and parks his car in the parking lot, but he doesn't come to the masjid, but a friend is gone somewhere else. His car is here. So if his father asks him, he says, I can ask everyone, my car was there. Or his wife inquires, ask everyone, my car, but you were not there. And we come and park our bodies in the masjid. But our heart and soul, mind is in the whole world. Sometimes gone 100 years back, 50 years back, sometimes 50 years in the front, sometimes in this part of the world, that part. No, a person who, in the hadith it comes, when a person is in namaz, Allah is doing all His work for him out of namaz. But if we are in namaz, if we are not, our namaz is there, ruku, sajda, but we are not in namaz. We are somewhere else. We are thinking about something else. We are where and where. We are not in namaz. So we think we are namazis, we also have to consider, am I a namazi? Do I qualify by Allah to be called? All these promises are for those who make namaz. And for those who don't make namaz, who are unmindful, for them Allah said, destruction. Wail for such people. Though they are making their namazes, but there is destruction. For such people, that namaz, it comes in the hadith, doesn't go one hand span above the head. Whereas namaz, you start your namaz and you are gone for mi'raj. You are reaching Allah Ta'ala. And the highest you reach is when you are in sajda. And that namaz, that which you make, and you make what is called a namaz, then you have reached Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, there is that namaz also that makes dua for the musalli. As you safeguarded me and looked after me, may Allah look after you. And the other namaz, which is of that musalli, for waylun lil musallin, the namaz says, as it is made in the form of a dirty black cloth, and as you destroyed me, you didn't look after me, it's thrown back at him, and may Allah destroy you also. And that baddua, who can get saved from that baddua? From that curse, who can save himself from that curse? So namaz, we have to become namazis. And that is our five times namaz that we make. And properly, with all, it also comes in the hadith, the worst thief is the one who steals from his namaz. If we are cutting corners and taking shortcuts in our namaz, we are stealing in our namaz. If we tell the boss I'm at work, we park our car at the office also. I've got my own parking bay. I park my car, but with somebody else I'm gone somewhere else. So we are not on job, on duty. So if we also park ourselves here, but we are gone somewhere else, the spirit of namaz, our khushu, khudu, that is not here. Only the outward form, and anything, the outward form, nobody just wants the outward form. For example, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah used to give, and this is not that we are endorsing or anything, it's just an example. Some of us also, when we give an example, they feel we are endorsing that. So Maulana Palanpuri used to say that Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola, you put it on the dastarkhan, but actually you have filled black vinegar. So it looks like Pepsi-Cola and Coca-Cola. And all these cold drinks, especially the Pepsi and Coke, even just for our health reasons, we should stay very far away from it. And all this fuzzy drinks, this gas drink, we stay away, it's just good for our deen also, our dunya also. But just as an example, now your guest, he pours and he wants to drink, and it is black vinegar, how will he feel? So the same way, if our namaz looks like a namaz, but inside, it's like that it's poison that is filled in. We are thinking of all evil things, in fact. We are plotting in our namaz. One in namaz, when we make salam also, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. In jamaat namaz, we make niyat of the angels, farishtas. And each one of us also should think, do I make that niyat? Do I even think of the farishtas? And one of the easiest way to build our yaqeen on akhirat, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. To build that, one easy way, just make niyat of the malaika. We don't see them, and we are making salam to them. Our yaqeen will come on the whole system of akhirat. The whole akhirat, the whole system of akhirat, all what is ujal, ghaib, what we can't see, our yaqeen. And our yaqeen for a mu'min, truly, his yaqeen will be more on that than mushahada. What he sees, from my job I'm getting my money, from my shop I'm getting my money. A mu'min will have more yaqeen on the zaat of Allah Ta'ala. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi, the fifth righteous khalifa, he was poisoned at the end. His hakim, doctor, told him, you have been poisoned and I have doubt that you're going to live. He told him that even if I wasn't poisoned, you should have doubt that I'm going to live. Once some Syrian brothers in Jamaat, and what a beautiful saying they told in Arabic, just can't find that saying anymore anywhere, that if you hear somebody is still living, you must be surprised. And if you hear he has passed away, it should be normal. Because there are so many things around us, forget around us, in our body. A blood clot can take place any now in the blood, any one of us, in the heart. And there you have a massive heart attack and you die immediately. A clot can come in your head and your brain hemorrhage, and you suffer from that. Any part of the body, the blood can just clot. It's not it's no big thing for it. Anything, your liver can misfunction now. Your brains misfunction, your heart. It's so easy like for it to happen. But that it's functioning perfectly is a miracle. So if you hear somebody is still alive and forget somebody that I'm still alive, that you should be surprised. And I should be dead, that should be natural. Just childbirth. What an ordeal it is for the mother, and what a thing it is, childbirth. That a child is born is also only the work of Allah. It's a miracle with miracles and miracles in it. And the child is a miracle. And the formation of the child is a miracle. And the ruh that comes is a miracle which we can't understand. So what are the ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So the reality is the inside, not the outside body. So our namaz also, reality is when we connect with Allah Ta'ala. Outwardly we can make a beautiful, we must make effort. Our hands, we postures are properly, fastening our hands, our ruku is correct, our sajda is correct. But million times more than this is the inside condition. That our connection with Allah Ta'ala, and so namaz is that which Allah Ta'ala has given us. So Allah Ta'ala says that in namaz, it will stop you from all wrong things. And namaz, which will make you successful, is iqamati salah. It's not just only one place perhaps, or if anyone else knows, maybe some other place where Allah said, you must make namaz. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ. Make your namaz. Otherwise, almost everywhere it is, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ. أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. That is, not only making the namaz, but all its requirements you must make. That is what is called iqamati salah. And we should make an effort. We have got the opportunity, especially those who have freed our time, we are here, make our object the namaz. That my namaz must come correct. And that will sort out all other things. May Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness, guide us to His pleasure, and let us make effort on our namaz, and let namaz come right. May Allah Ta'ala help us and guide us. وآخر دعوانا. Let us spend our time in dua now, inshallah. And make dua for us also, for our namaz also. And we see what is called a roza, what is a namaz. Not just the outer form, the reality, inshallah.